Today's episode of J-Rock Concerts, the podcast, is brought to you by HelloFresh. With HelloFresh, you get farm-fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Go to HelloFresh.com/50JRodConcerts and use code 50JRodConcerts for 50% off, plus 15% off the next 2 months.
A musical adventure, new artists, new musicians, and everyone involved in the world of music. Live from Music City, Nashville, Tennessee, this is J-Rod Concerts, the podcast, with your host, Jamie Rodriguez. Let's find out what we have this episode.
Oh, what's love got to do? Got to do with it? Yes, I think Tina Turner would be rolling in her grave if she heard my singing. But goddamn, was that a good song, huh? Gosh, I don't know why I'm thinking of that song. I don't know, but you know, maybe it's because of today's guest that we're thinking of great jams and great female-led melodies. But welcome to a new episode of J-Rod Concerts, the podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your host, this and every episode, Jamie Rodriguez, coming to you live from Music City, Nashville, Tennessee. And guys, so thrilled with today's guest. We had her in person in the studio. Recently, she was with us, along with her siblings, George and Emma, as founding and current members of the indie pop sensation Shepherd. Today, Amy Shepherd is here with us, and she is an incredible artist in her own right, an incredible country artist in her own right. And part of the reason why Shepherd moved to Nashville was so they could kind of like pursue both paths, right? Continue their indie pop growth, but also, you know, Amy's burgeoning career continue to explode. And we were so happy to have her here on the show. Amy's country music is nothing new to Amy. She grew up in Papua New Guinea. Her dad would always have the country music channel playing on TV. So she was introduced to the Dixie Chicks, you know, now called the Chicks, the Mavericks, George Strait, Shania Twain, Faith Hill, all that good stuff. And, you know, she was just in love with it, smitten with it. And she first learned to play on the guitar, John Denver's Take Me Home, Country Roads. That was her first song that she played. So, you know, Amy Shepherd, country music lives inside of her, and we're so thrilled to have her here on the show. She recently released a new song, Overthinking, which is quite frankly fantastic, and you're going to hear her play that song here on the show. And so happy to have her. She's going to be making a lot of noise in the coming months and in the coming years, so make sure that you follow her. She's also a great follow on socials at Amy Shepherd Pie. So without further ado, Amy Shepherd on J-Rod Concerts, the podcast. Look at you, Amy Shepherd.
Hello. How are you? I'm so good. How are you?
It's real great to meet in person.
I know, finally.
I have to ask you this, Amy. You just came back to Nashville, your home.
Yes.
From a long trip in Australia.
Uh-huh.
Was this the first time that you come to Nashville, like as a resident?
It was, yeah. It feels really weird to say your home Nashville,
yeah.
Because essentially it is now. Like, been here 6 months, mm-hmm. And it is starting to feel like home now, finally. It did take a while, but after we went back to Australia, I found myself saying, I feel ready to go home now, which is really strange. So I've kind of got, like, I've got two homes now. I've put in each world.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to ask you about that because, you know, the first time that you come home, And now the weather's also getting better. Because I feel like they were here for like the rough winter, which is not fun.
Yeah, it was really hard for us. It snowed, and we'd never really experienced a winter like that. We've seen snow, but just like, you know, driving up the mountain for a day of snow. We haven't actually experienced like full snow and living in snow. Yeah. So that was a new experience for us, but it did get old after a few days.
Exactly. It's like, okay, this is what people need.
Exactly. Yeah. I get it now. So winter was rough, mainly because like the city shuts down. And we just moved in October, and we were like, okay, we're here, we're ready to work, we're ready to like do all these things. And then like everyone left. We had a couple of writing sessions, but like that was about it.
Yeah.
And we found ourselves like stressing a little bit because we just made this huge move.
Of course.
We were ready to work, but it just felt like...
like things were like at a standstill for like...
Right. Yeah. And it was scary. Anyway, I think the trip back home came at like such an important time for us. We went back home. Mm-hmm. My little sister got married. We released a song. I did two shows. And I think that was just what we needed, like a bit of a reset.
Totally.
And then when we came back, like the weather was amazing. You could just feel the vibe in the air again.
Spring has sprung.
Oh my gosh, totally, yes. And the flowers, like it literally looks like another city. So we're really, really pumped for what this new chapter is going to bring.
I love it. Welcome home.
Thank you. I
want to ask you about your new song in a second. So I'll cut rumors. But let me ask you about this social media presence that is cracking me up when I come up with my...
Sure.
This, I mean, there's so much. It's fantastic. I think it's at Amy Shepherd Pie, please.
Yeah, Amy Shepherd Pie. Yeah.
But... there's this hilarious, like, kind of mini series that you created.
Oh, yeah.
Which is, like, things that in America, that Australia would go crazy for.
Yeah, like, things that make you go, ooh.
Yeah, exactly. Tell me about that, because that is always changes my state.
Things in America that make Australians go. My name's Amy Shepherd. Americans don't do hot cross buns.
Yeah, there are things here that have given us a huge culture shock. Nashville in particular really looks like our city in Brisbane. So we're like, oh, we got this. This is just like another city in a different country. But it's so different in so many ways. So I just wanted to touch on some of those points for people maybe who visited America before and can relate to it, or people who have never been to America. So I started this series, Things in America That Make Australians Go.
Yeah.
And
now there's an offshoot.
Since I went back to Australia, I'm like, oh my gosh, there's some things here in Australia that just like would not fly in America. So now I've got the things in Australia that would make Americans go. And it's funny, it does rile some people up because they get really defensive over their own countries, which is hilarious. But I mean, no ill harm of it. It's just little things like having to pay to get your tires pumped up. Mm-hmm. That's something that we experienced here.
Were you like, why?
Hey. Yeah, we had to pay for it, and we didn't realize that. Then when I posted that, everyone was like, you don't have to pay if you go in and tell them it's illegal. And everyone was like fighting in the comments, and this video went viral because people love to tell you
about fighting nations.
Yeah, that's right. But there's also like little things like cherry flavor. Like, I feel like Americans are obsessed with cherry.
Yeah.
And I had people in the comments being like, you know what, I never noticed this, but yes, it's true.
Obsessed with sugar.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
Well, we're all obsessed with sugar.
Yeah, I know,
to be honest.
So, Small Town Rumors, great song. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And in Australia, it like reached number two.
It did.
Friend of the show, Lady Wilson, good friend. But that was incredible. Like, it's been gratifying as an artist that song, even if you know it's good.
Yes.
There's a fear, like, what if people hate it?
Yeah, exactly. And also, coming from the pop world, I just have this like fear that people are going to think that I'm not good enough to be in country, or I'm not country enough. And I am so glad to be accepted into the country world in Australia. That hasn't been an issue. I think it's just been my own insecurities, and to know that the music is resonating with the audience is it is gratifying. It's just like a nod in the direction, like nod that I'm in the right direction.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. So that's what I take it as. So this is my second single to go to number two.
Right.
I believe Blue Guitar, I can't remember if I've had a number one yet. Maybe Blue Guitar did, this is the second highest single. So I'm like...
And Mind Games. Not Mind Games. So.
Overthinking. Yeah. Overthinking. It's so funny, charts. Like, you know, it depends who else is releasing. As you know, it depends what's going on and what you're doing, whether you're in the country, working the single. So yeah, Overthinking didn't get that high. I think Overthinking was like a number eight.
Yeah.
Possibly a top five. I lose track, but it's nice to know that things are working. People are loving the music, and I go back home, I can do shows, and it's really nice.
Well, I think you do a really good job.
Thank you.
I've been listening to your music the past couple of weeks and stuff.
Thanks.
Digging deeper, just kind of touching on these like things that everyone feels, that everyone kind of wants to say out loud, and you make them playful, you make them fun, but it's real.
Yeah, thank you.
Like Small Town Rumors. Mm-hmm. Like an
example of that. Yes, you know? Exactly.
Present. Lived through that, so people relate. Tell me a little bit about that song.
Absolutely, yeah. I wrote this one with my brother. He's obviously my favorite songwriting partner, but we had read some comments online that were just really bringing us down. We're just like, I can't, you know, people just forget that we're actual humans behind this screen, and we are the ones to run our social media. So sometimes we do get down from all the comments or just like people saying things that aren't true. And it can feel like people are just constantly throwing punches at you and there's nothing you can do about it. Because if you try and reply and defend yourself, it sometimes makes it worse. Yeah. And then people are like, oh, look, it kind of validates them in a way. So we choose to just ignore the hate most of the time. And instead, we decided to turn our frustrations that day into a song.
Yeah.
So Small Town Rumors was born. And we always want to put a positive spin on it, though. You know, it's not like a woe is me song. It's like a reminder to everyone that what people say about you and what people think about you is really none of your business, has nothing to do with you. And you can only control how you act in your daily life. And if you go to bed knowing that you're a good person, you've done the right thing, then what else matters?
I mean, unfortunately, we live in a time with social media that everyone tears others down because it's easier than like building your own, putting yourself out.
Totally. And it's it kind of is a deflection of what's going on in their lives, I feel. So it really is more of a reflection of them.
Absolutely. By the way, Amy, you've been here 6 months. Let me ask you a little bit about your experience with the industry perspective of it. Because, you know, it's kind of like a tough town in many ways.
But, yeah.
I mean, there's many beautiful things like the community and the talent and the co-writes. But there's other things that, like, you know, sometimes people let you down.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, it's not all roses, what I'm trying to say.
Right. The music industry is cutthroat.
Cutthroat. Tell me a little bit about, you know, a little about your 6 month kind of like checkpoint experience as a woman in country in Nashville.
Yeah. Well, I don't think I came over here thinking it was just going to be easy and I would just roll in because I've had some success in my career.
Right.
I knew that it was going to be starting from scratch in a lot of ways. So I'm just trying to do the groundwork currently. I'm going out and I've done two radio tours now, visiting some of the towns that I guess I would have never even thought to visit.
Did you like them?
I did actually. I had a lot of, it was exhausting because my husband and I drove all the way.
Yeah.
And we ended up like up near like Green Bay, near Canada. We went down like, Kentucky and West Virginia. Right, yeah. We've been like everywhere.
Yeah.
And I think that's really important when you're starting out as an artist, just to like meet the community, meet the people behind your spins and people who are going to be playing your songs. And I think that's the best way forward for me. I just really want to be involved in it all. And as you said, like get into the community of songwriters, because that's something that I'm not really completely plugged into yet. Yeah, I know a few songwriters from coming and doing writing trips, but I'm not really like in the community yet. So I think that's going to be important to get, also just to get to other people's shows to see what's going on, like to see what's relevant and to see the talent that's around town. I think that's really important as well.
I mean, you mentioned a lot of great stuff there. I do find it fascinating, obviously, like in Australia and many countries, like you and your brothers, you know, hit makers, you know, one of the most coolest pop bands of the past 10 years, whatever.
Thank you.
That shift kind of having, I mean, in Australia, like I saw some of the you guys were playing in Vegas also, like, you know, great at Fremont Street, crowds of people. And kind of making that shift to a solo artist.
Yeah.
And kind of like having to like prove yourself all over again.
Mm-hmm.
Tell a little bit about that. I mean, it's gotta be interesting. You just played Meatstock, 10,000 people.
Yeah.
And now you come here and it's like
nothing again.
Nothing again. Yeah.
Am I crazy?
No.
Why am I doing this?
I love it.
Look, I think we needed to be here for Shepherd in particular.
Mm.
And we chose Nashville because I could do country as well at the same time. I know my siblings are really supportive of what I do in the country space and they want what's best for me as well. So that's why we chose Nashville over LA.
Good call.
Thank you. Yeah, I think so. We really love it here. It's, as you said, nice people, beautiful city. And yeah, it is like starting again with my country music in particular. But I love a challenge.
Yeah.
You know, I just feel like all I can do is work hard and be myself, you know, and socials are really important to me. I think that's such a great way that you can connect with the audience or a new audience by just being yourself, being funny, not taking yourself too seriously, and also just lots of music.
That's great. I love that you're here, and you're gonna, you have the right mindset, you have the talent, and you're gonna be
thank you.
You know, let me leave you with this, because I think you're out there song for us and we're so lucky to do it. Let me ask you about Little Amy.
Yes.
Little Amy Shepherd.
I got it. Got out.
In Australia, when your dad is playing kind of country music and you're falling in love with it, 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me a little bit about, you know, just take me there. take us there, like when you were falling in love in Australia with people like Shania Twain. Or...
Yeah, yeah.
How was that?
So actually, I was born and grew up in Papua New Guinea, which is a little island nation.
Just north, right?
North just... of Australia. And we didn't really have all the luxuries of the first world. So I really was just exposed to what my parents were listening to. My dad.
Because of their job, of your
parents? Yeah, yeah. My dad is a lawyer up in Papua New Guinea.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, we all grew up there, and it's so different to America or Australia in so many ways. It's it is a third world country, and there's lots of poverty and crime, unfortunately. But there are lots of beautiful parts to it as well. We had a great childhood. But that being said, I couldn't just go down to the record store and pick my own singles. Like I was literally just sheltered by my parents' like record collections. My dad watched a lot of like the CMT channel. Mm-hmm. And so I fell in love with Shania. I think
he loved it.
So many just the pop princesses is what really inspired me because, you know, like Reva and
right. Bonnie Raitt too, right?
Yeah, Trisha Yearwood, yeah. All of those, yeah. Leanne Rimes. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to be the next Shania Twain. I was I just love her. I loved the way that she mixed pop with country. I didn't know it at the time, like the genres, but I just loved that the catchy songs and the glitz and the glam. And I found my dad's old guitar in storage and had like three strings, and I just remember like playing it, and my parents thought it was really funny, and they're like, hey, why don't we get it like fixed up and then we can get her some lessons. So
yeah,
that's where it all started. And my first song that I learned on guitar was Take Me Home, John Denver, Country Roads. And
which is so interesting, you know, this Australian girl, yeah, up and again.
It's so weird, isn't it? Yeah, that's who would have thought. But since that moment, since I learned that song, I've just been working towards this dream of like, I'm going to be in the industry one way or another.
Amazing. Yeah. And look at you now.
Yep.
Yeah,
it's very exciting.
Awesome. Well, Sammy, if you want to play a song for us, we'd be honored.
I would love to. Right? I'll play my current single, Overthinking. All right. So I thought I'd play my new single for you. It's called Overthinking, and it's just about like running into an ex on the street and then not being able to stop thinking about them. So you're like, you're overthinking about them, but you're also so sick of it, you're overthinking about them.
I think that I saw you walking on Broadway today. Now I'm wondering if you've been doing okay. Now you're going round and round my brain on replay. But what can I say? Some things don't ever change. I'm overthinking about you tonight. I'm over wondering if I'm on your mind. I'm over wishing that you'd blow up my phone. Tell me that you're all alone. And you ain't over me like I ain't over you. I'm overthinking, thinking. I'm overthinking, thinking about you. Remember when we crashed like waves in California? I can still hear you saying, baby, I'm falling for you. Yeah, we stayed up all night in them sheets, starting fires. Close my eyes, we're still there. Feels so right in my head. I'm overthinking about you tonight. I'm over wondering if I'm on your mind. I'm over wishing that you'd blow up my phone. Tell me that you're all alone. And you ain't over me like I ain't over you. I'm overthinking, thinking. I'm overthinking, thinking about you. Turning off these memories was never gonna be easy. Damn, I know you left, but part of you don't wanna leave me. I'm overthinking, thinking. I'm overthinking, thinking, yeah. Thinking about you tonight. I'm over wondering if I'm on your mind. I'm over wishing that you'd blow up my phone. Tell me that you're all alone. And you ain't over me like I ain't over you. I'm overthinking, thinking. I'm overthinking. I'm overthinking about you.
Ridiculous.
Thanks.
Chills have chills.
Oh, thank you. Thanks so much, Amy. Thanks for having
me. You have been listening to J-Rod Concerts, the podcast. Thank you for tuning in.